Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first. On this Thursday, actor Bryan Cranston, the Breaking Bad guy, believes embracing the Make America Great Again slogan is racist. Mr. Breaking says America was never great for blacks, so wanting to make it great again is a false premise. And if you subscribe to that premise, you are insulting your fellow African-American citizens. No, Bryan is not on drugs. He really believes that because in his showbiz world, that is standard issue. The bubble people in Los Angeles see skin color and gender as defining the USA. And if you don't see it that way, they don't want you around. I would like America to be great again because things are not going so well right now. We have a shaky economy and a horrendous cancel culture gone wild situation. Now, great is an overused word, but there are examples of how the United States has excelled all over the place. Here are a few. Defeating Hitler and Tojo in World War II. Freeing tens of millions of people by collapsing the Soviet Union. Crushing the jihad, accepting hundreds of millions of immigrants, and providing opportunities for them to have far better lives than in their countries of birth, having the highest standard of living on the planet. So, America is a great country if you are a fair-minded person. But the American haters are not fair-minded. That is obvious. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.